Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's the first day of spring, and a local seed library is open for business. Let's go in-depth with Wendy Street, director of the Pella Public Library. Wendy, what's a seed library?
A seed library is a collection of seeds that people can check out and take home.
It's that simple?
It's that simple, sure.
And this is it the second year that
No, this is our first year.
This is your
we
first
collected
year.
Seeds last fall, and so now we're ready to check those seeds out. People can take them and, you know, even now people can be starting some plants indoors that they're going to put out in their garden later this summer. So people have already checked some out. They will check out. We are going to check them out through our circulation system, so there is a due date. They'll check out for 6 months, but there are no fines because we realize that the growing season is going to be different for different plants. But we did want to use our circulation system so we could keep track of what is checked out and so we can send people reminders that it's time to bring us some seeds in the fall, because that is how the seed library keeps going. You check out seeds. Obviously, you aren't going to return those seeds because they're going to grow into plants. But when you check out seeds, you agree to return seeds in the fall so that the seed library keeps going. So we have vegetable seeds, we have flower seeds, we have herb seeds. You don't have to return the same kind of seeds that you check out. So if the plants don't develop the way you expect them to, but you have something else that does well, you can check out tomato seeds and you can return marigold seeds in the fall. Obviously, we want to have as much diversity as possible. We don't want everyone to return marigold seeds, because then that's all we'll have next spring to check out.
Okay, so the first year was just gathering the inventory.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What is the diversity? What plants do you have?
Well, we did get a nice selection of vegetables from Seed Savers in Decorah. And then I asked various garden groups last fall to donate particularly flower seeds, because that was something we didn't have a lot of. We have a pretty good variety, but what we have is what we have. So if someone is really dying to have cucumber seeds, for example, they need to come and get them early, because however many we have is how many we have, and we have already run out of some things. So we have vegetables, we have tomatoes, we have, I think we have watermelon, we have several different kinds of beans, some squash, we have a variety of flowers, mostly perennial flowers. I know we have black-eyed Susans and cleome and zinnias and marigolds, some petunias, I think. I can't remember everything right now. And then we have herbs. We have parsley and even less known things like stevia. We have basil, some of those kind of common herbs that you would grow in your garden.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Wendy Street about the Pella Public Library's Seed Library. So how do you browse the catalog? Do you have a list, or do you have shelves?
They're actually in a file. So you just open the file drawer and look through. Now the vegetable seeds are all in commercial packages, so you can see what the bean is going to look like, for example. Most of the flower seeds were donated, so we did create an information sheet on each one. So if you don't know what cleome looks like, for example, you can see the information sheet and it will tell you what the flower is going to look like, how tall the plant will get, and information like that. So you just browse the catalog, or not the catalog, you browse the drawers in the file as you would browse books on a shelf.
And so some of them have a photo, but all of them have some information.
Yes.
Do they tell me to plant in the shade or full
yes.
sun or whatever?
Of course, yes.
And so what has been the community response? Are there people, really engaged with this or not?
There's been a lot of interest in it. Of course, it's very early and people aren't necessarily thinking about planting their garden yet, but we've already had, I think, 6 or 7 people who have checked out seeds. Some people just checked out a few, and one person, I think, checked out 19 packages of seeds. So that person obviously has a larger garden than I do. But yeah, there's been quite a bit of interest, but we'll see. I expect there will be more interest as we get closer to gardening season. But we are also going to have a program on March 28th about starting seeds indoors, because there are some things like tomatoes that you want to be starting now. You don't want to plant tomato seeds in your garden in June. You won't get any tomatoes.
Okay, so the person that checked out 19 packets of seeds will bring back 19, or maybe 20,
exactly.
25.
Or maybe more, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so do you have to bring them back in standardized packages or
no.
an envelope, or how does that work?
We do ask that they come in a paper bag or envelope and labeled. Then we actually have a form that you fill out that tells us, you know, what it is. And any information that you have about it, so that we don't have to look everything up. But then we will package them into smaller amounts. So there were people who last year brought me entire flower heads, and then we divided the seeds up and put them in smaller packages.
So you're not very picky.
Yes and no. We would prefer, obviously we would prefer that they be thoroughly dried and that they be in a paper container so that they don't, mold. And we will have to, the less sorting the donor does, the more sorting the library staff will have to do. So obviously we would prefer that they were in a way that we could turn around and check them out. But, you know, we'll repackage them.
Because I was just thinking that seeing the full seed head and pulling the mm-hmm. plant apart might be part of the fun.
Well, it's kind of messy, I'll tell you that.
Okay. And they get this kind of guidance when they come in to peruse the library and check the seeds out.
Well, not everyone on the library staff is a gardener, so that's why we've put the information sheets out with the seeds, so that hopefully it will be primarily self-serve. But naturally, we have all sorts of books on gardening as well. If someone is an inexperienced gardener and wants more in-depth information than what's included with the seeds, we certainly can help you find that.
But you don't have a special seed librarian?
No, afraid not. No, we're all generalists. But, you know, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of gardening expertise in our community. I've certainly learned that as I have talked to people about the seed library. So it's not that there aren't resources available for people who do want more information about gardening.
Well, seeds are pretty easy. You probably couldn't transition to bulbs, too.
We're not going to try to do bulbs, mostly because of the difficulty of storing them properly and the space required to store them properly. So No, we don't have any bulbs, and I don't have any plans to add bulbs. We're going to stick with seeds.
And bulbs can be messy.
Yes.
And take up a lot of space.
Exactly.
You have to, you know, make sure they're separate and dry. And
exactly. We won't be doing those. We do have a number, right? The seed library is in a file cabinet, and we do also have one drawer full of resources sheets that people can take with them, for example, how to save seeds, because there are different methods of saving seeds depending on the plant. So there are sheets on how to save seeds. There are sheets on, how far apart you should plant certain kinds of things to prevent cross-pollination and that kind of information. So we have some general information that's available right there next to the seeds. But, you know, if someone needs more in-depth information, we can certainly help them find that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Wendy Street about the Pella Public Library's Seed Library. Do parents ever bring in kids to provide a teaching opportunity?
That's my hope. I haven't seen that yet, but that really is one of my hopes for the seed library, is that it is something that families will do together. I think it's very important for kids to see how that process works and to understand where their food comes from. And, you know, in a way, it's giving back to the community. If you harvest seeds at the end of the year and give them to the seed library, then someone else benefits from the work that you did in your garden. And I hope that families will do that and see this as an opportunity to teach their children.
Well, this sounds like a good thing for grandpa or grandma to do with
sure.
the kids, too.
Yep. Uh-huh. Sure, come to the library, look at the seeds. You know, and you don't have to have a garden. Many of these things could be grown in a pot. And then that's a little bit easier to control and keep track of, and something that, you know, the kids, whether they're your children or your grandchildren, can help you with watering and all of that to track the whole plant life cycle and harvest the vegetables, if it's a vegetable, or see the flowers when they bloom, if it's a flower.
Well, and there's this whole movement toward heirloom seeds. Are you getting any of those?
We have a few that came from Seed Savers that are heirloom seeds. I didn't have any that were donated, but we didn't specifically ask for any either.
Well, that'd be fun.
I think so, too.
I bet people have seeds that have been in their families for generations.
I have morning glory seeds that have been in my family for a long time, but nobody wants morning glory seeds because they tend to spread all over the place.
Well, my wife has hollyhock seeds that her grandmother's family brought over from Germany. I think in the late 1800s.
Oh, neat. What color are they?
They're paler. They're mainly pink and some yellows, but they're paler than a lot of the varieties you see. Now, they're lovely, but to just see them, you know, come out. One year, she lost them all, but we had given some to friends, and
they were able to replenish.
Yeah, they were,
Wonderful.
That's part of the fun of it. I mean, the heirloom seeds. You know, it comes this cross-generational thing that I don't think anybody, 150 years ago would have thought their seeds would have been passed down through the family.
But, you know, that's exactly what people did for hundreds of years. That was how, you know, that was how the gardens survived, and even crops. You know, you had to harvest your seeds at the end of the year. You didn't go buy them from somebody. You harvested your seeds, and that's what you planted the next year. And you got diversity by trading seeds with your neighbors. So, you know, I think it's interesting that that has is beginning to come around full circle, and now we're paying attention again to what we plant and, you know, and harvest our own seeds so that we know that we have the same thing next year.
And we'd lost that totally, hadn't we?
Yeah.
Or mostly.
You know, Seed Savers, this is totally off topic, but Seed Savers has a seed bank where they're, you know, they're storing seeds for posterity, basically. And there's some great seed bunker somewhere, isn't it, in Norway or Sweden or somewhere, where they're literally saving seeds for, you know, future generations because they don't want that diversity to be lost. I think that's kind of amazing.
Well, yeah, and it's important. I'm glad somebody's doing it.
Yeah, I am too. Well, you know, Seed Savers is a resource that so many Iowans aren't even familiar with. I mean, it's a fabulous nationally known company, and you know, that was exactly their purpose when they got started, was to preserve some of those heirloom seeds and to make them available to other people. And you know, now they have beautiful catalogs and their seed libraries, because you know, I just filled out an online form and they sent me a whole box full of seeds because they want to support seed libraries, so that that mission of saving seeds and teaching people about seeds gets passed around through libraries.
Well, maybe people will have something that we could share and give back to Seed Savers.
I don't know about that. I'd have to look. I don't know what their guidelines are for accepting seeds. I don't know if they do that, but yeah, that would be interesting. I should look into that. Right now, I don't have enough that have been donated that I'm ready to give them to anybody else yet, because, you know, I want, hopefully this will grow and we'll have far more things to offer next year than we have this year, but it remains to be seen.
Would you still take seeds this year?
Oh, sure. Of course. Yeah.
And you're taking them all year round?
Yep, we'll take them at any time if somebody has them. We do, you know, as I said, there's a little form to fill out so that we have some information about what it is and when it was harvested, because that is going to become important at some point. We won't want to, certain seeds have a longer life than others, so we'll have to know when it was harvested so that we can, you know, we don't want to, the last thing we want to do is give away seeds to someone and have them not germinate because they're too old. So, and basic information about whether it needs to be planted in the sun or the shade and how tall the plants get and things like that, so that when we give those away to people next year, they know what to do with them and what they're going to get.
And where and when is the meeting again?
It's March 28th at 7:00 in the library meeting room. And we'll talk about how the seed library works and give people an opportunity to sign up for it. And as I said, we're also going to talk about how to start seeds inside and what kinds of things you can be starting now.
This is all part of a movement, probably an international movement, where libraries are branching out and doing different kinds of things, isn't it?
Yep. Seed libraries in libraries have been around for a while, It actually wasn't legal in Iowa until a year ago, last legislative session in 2016. They made it legal. It had to do with distributing seeds. You were required to test germination levels and things like that were really intended for seed companies. But they, because librarians lobbied for it, the legislature did change the law so that it is now legal for libraries to distribute small quantities of seeds without doing extensive testing on the germination. I did have to get a permit from the Department of Agriculture to have a seed library, but I did. So we're legal. but yeah, I mean, it's they've been around for a while, and it's still illegal in some other states to have a seed library, but there are libraries that do it anyway because librarians are rebels, and we think it's a good thing to do. So yeah, I mean, it's part of our mission to help people with self-education, and I see this as self-education about gardening, about knowing where your food comes from, and I just think it's a natural outshoot of other library services, so we'll see if other people think so.
Thanks to Wendy Street for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.